Nicely with Martin Bester.
On the line, the founder of Gift to the Givers, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman. It's been a while, Doctor. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning to you. Yes, it's been quite some time.
But it's good to hear your voice again. Doctor, this what's playing off in George is just absolutely horrendous. You were on the ground right from the start. For those who don't know, what was the role that you played just after this tragedy happened?
Well, we played several roles, Martin. At 2 o'clock when it happened, 2:09 when it happened, shortly soon after that, disaster management people called my representatives in Sedgefield and Leisner. My representative, Mario Ferreira, was instrumental in 2017 with the fires where he arranged 4x4s and drove people along the sea and got them out of the area. So he's been there for some time. He was immediately on site. And the first thing that we normally do in a situation like this, I mean, not in a collapsed building, but in where firefighters or search and rescue personnel kind of, they require assistance, you know, gloves, goggles, hygiene, lip balm, safety boots, special masks, and of course, liquids, Energade, Powerade, water, drinks, juices, energy biscuits. So we arranged those things immediately for them. And actually they came to us and said, look, we're short of this, that, and the other, which we arranged. I didn't understand the magnitude. You know, our buildings collapsed. I didn't know how bad it was. When you sent me the first pictures, I realized this is a total disaster. It was pancaked. 5-floor buildings completely pancaked. And we said, survival is dependent on sniffer dogs. We immediately dispatched 3 sniffer dogs from Cape Town. They got there at 11:30. And by the night, early through the hours of the night, they identified the site where then the rescue teams drilled. And we pulled out 4 people alive from that site. And of course, again, yesterday, the dogs were at work. And now, unfortunately, they only pick up scents of deceased people. You know, late yesterday afternoon, the same thing happened. Sure. And that, those are the important interventions. Then, of course, the families were brought to the hall. We provided blankets and mattresses for them, hygiene packs, toothpaste, with sanitary pads, whatever they need, and hot meals and rings. And also for the rescue personnel, it's not only us. The community of George has been incredible. So much stuff is being brought. But we're providing hot meals for them. We supported the media, the SAPS, and whoever is coming there. It's our stuff and, of course, everybody else bringing things into the area.
Dr. Suleiman, where are we at this stage? Hearing reports of them switching to recovery equipment, but it doesn't mean they've given up on rescue.
No, but you know, to be honest, you know, I don't follow the 72-hour rule because twice in our history we've taken our people alive on day 8.
Sure.
Once in Haiti on 20 January 2010. Day 8, but it was a collapsed Catholic church. It wasn't a 5-story building.
Yeah.
But while saying that, on the other hand, on 13 February last year, in Hatay in Turkey, we pulled out a grandmother in a 12-story collapsed building. So it just depends what happens. But what each hour, the sniffer dogs are not picking up any more scent of alive people. The second thing is they are picking up more scent of people that have passed on. Mm. Some of the people that have come up have said there's bodies around them. Where they were taken out from. Last night, one of the person they pulled out, the person they pulled out was deceased. But a few hours earlier, they had pulled out somebody else and said, look, my friend is here. And when they tried early in the day to pull the person out, they found that he was crouched, the concrete was embedded around that person, and, you know, he was deceased and they couldn't pull him out. So late last night, that person was pulled out. So from the information we're getting from those that have been rescued alive, and from the behavior of the sniffer dogs, it looks the chances are slim. It's 72 hours at 2 o'clock today. And last night, they were preparing the site to cut out various areas to prepare for specialized demolition equipment to come in. The drills and all can't work. The area is very unstable. And one of the reasons why I say I don't think, you know, there's going to be survivors, there's 3,000 tons of concrete lying on the ground.
Oh, my word.
What do we know about the people that are in there?
Well, most of them are foreign nationals. One or two South Africans came out, but most of them are foreign nationals. You see that from the people sitting in the hall and, you know, from the people being recovered or rescued.
And the families are mostly there?
well, from those, it's difficult to say, you know, because we don't know where they stay. Communication is a problem. You don't have all the details. You are dependent on the contractor, who dependent on subcontractors, who dependent on other contractors. So it requires a whole lot of investigation. I'm sure by now the word must have spread. You know, in one set cases, but I think the lady, the one family is the husband, the wife, and the child all working on the same site.
Sure.
And the tragedy is that these people are working there to earn an honest living. They come from other countries. They got no means of income. So it's like a double or triple tragedy. On the one side, you've lost a close family member. The second time, you're away from your country. And the third time is you've lost your family member, your breadwinner, sorry.
Yeah, of course. It does seem that we are giving it our all. We've got the right people on the scene. We've got the right equipment on the scene to give it the best chance.
You know, Matthew, this is the most impressive rescue, I think, in the history of South Africa, to be honest. We've never had a building collapse to this level, pancake, five floors. And the way to understand it, if you're sitting and watching the building and you just turn to the side, you see the municipal five-story building across, which is quite high. That high building is now this building on the left-hand side. You know, it looks completely flattened. There were 682 personnel on site yesterday, made up of SAPS, search and rescue, emergency services, firemen, ambulance, paramedics, and, you know, just a range of people coming from everywhere on the one side. On the other side, the people of George pouring in with supplies, taking over the tuck shop, you know, kind of thing in developed commas, which is a free tuck shop. All free coffee, sandwiches, food, sweets, biscuits, the works, a medical tent, paramedics, doctors, assistants, you know, sort of pharmacists in inverted commas being there. It's brilliant. And the strange thing is, the site is so ideal. It's off the main road. And you're like in a gated estate. There's a road that runs down. There's ample space between the buildings, lots of parking space, easy to wall off. And the other thing, heavy equipment brought in so quickly, and a long row of trucks, yellow trucks, coming to take the rubble away. Mm. It's an incredible sight to see. It gives you hope for the country that, yes, this is a tragedy. It's a human error. You know, it's not an earthquake or some kind of tsunami or a storm or a tornado. It's a human error, whatever it was. You have to investigate that. But on the positive side is the response of South Africans and everybody from everywhere working together.
Well, that is good to hear. Dr. Suleiman, thank you for your time. Our thoughts obviously go out to everybody there, the people involved, the people down there, the people up there doing their thing, the community, the families, of course, and of course, for your staff as well, doing a great job right from the start. Thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman there. He, of course, is the founder of Gift to the Givers. They were there from the start, eyes on the ground, giving us an account of what's happening in George. Absolute tragedy.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.